can you not say anything? KI-4DOS.
KO4BYU,
KI-4DOS. Man, somebody's for chunking the heck out of the repeater. They're bringing it up, but they don't ever say anything. That is really considered a malicious transmission. If you don't throw out your call sign or at least say something, that's an unidentified transmission. They need to watch that.
Roger that. What was your call sign, KO4DIS?
Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI-4DOS.
DV.
DBZ, I believe it was, KI-4DOS. Go ahead there.
Listening to this, my scan run through my memory channels, and it just keeps kicking off on this frequency. Somebody keeps keying up with there's something wrong with the repeater or something going on. But I agree with that guy. That gets frustrating.
With a repeater, somebody's just out there kerchunking it. Somebody doesn't have a license yet, or something of that nature. But they just sitting there aggravating everybody, I think, keying the repeater up and letting it go. But anyway, did I get your call right?
No, sir. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Bravo Victor. I had a Tech Plus license for about 25 years. I let it expire. Missed it by renewing it a month, so I had to retest, and now I just got a new call sign. I gotta remember to say the new call sign.
Well, nothing wrong with that. The only thing I hate is that it expired, but glad you retested and got your license back again so you can get on here and talk a little bit. Are you a technician class or you upgrade to general?
No, I'm tech right now. Originally, I took the tech and took the code 10 words a minute past that. I failed the 13 words a minute for the general when I was trying to take it. But I'm studying the general now. I'm taking all these practice tests. I'll do it again here in the near future. Once I get ready, just pull the trigger on it. I'll do it.
Well, one thing as a plus, I guess, is you don't have to have the code anymore. I enjoy getting on there doing a little CW myself, but I don't get on there as often as I should. But you don't have to have it anymore. So you can go ahead and get your upgrade and go from there.
Yeah, you tell my dad I could chunk in that repeater. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate on the ham radio operators, the level of respect and integrity that most of them operate in. There's been a couple out there that I've turned off the repeater and gone somewhere else because they were just crude. But for the most part, everybody's pretty clean and pretty upright.
Roger that. I have found a spot here next to Quaker State Lube where I can't sit and pick up the repeater, but there's certain spots in this parking lot where I just hit a dead spot, can't pick up nothing. Like I said, I'm a novice, and there's one question I want to throw out there. I've noticed the EchoLink. I don't know whether my license is qualified to use EchoLink. Does anyone have an answer for me on that?
Is EchoLink, that's not a problem. As long as you got a license, you can get on EchoLink over.
Thank you, sirs. KO4BYU, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Oscar Uniform. Signing out. I have to get on in here to work. You gentlemen have a wonderful day, and I will not key up the repeater again. Have a nice day. 73s to you.
BOU, KI-4DOS Mobile. Well, it's not that you can't key up your repeater, not that at all. It's just over and over and over and over, it gets aggravating to other folks that when they want to have a QSO with somebody else, they think you're trying to get in and maybe want to get in there and talk for a little bit. Other station, go ahead. I can't remember your call. It's a KO something Victor, I believe.
KO4 Juliet Bravo Victor. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem at all.
Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Yankee uniform. Sorry about that.
I got KO 4 BYO or BYU and KO 4 Juliet Bravo Victor, I believe it was. Can I get a couple of names to go with that? My name's Gary.
My name's Bill. Pleasure to meet you.
Is a novice class operator supposed to be doing voice on this frequency, KE2TXJ? OS Mobile. There's no such thing as a novice class anymore. Technicians are allowed, and like I said, if there was a novice class, years ago, novice were restricted to CW only, and then they went to the tech with no code, and then they had a tech plus with code, and but now they've just got three classes. So it depends if they're actually a novice class, which I wouldn't think so with a KO call, because that's a new call. They're a technician, and they are allowed to use the frequency.
I didn't think that novice was still around, but, well, because he said he was a novice, maybe he's just a new guy. Anyhow, maybe he meant novice, not novice class, just novice being a new guy. Anyway, this is for all my 2 cents. Name here is Jim Juliet India Mike, and the call is KA2TXJ.
KA2TXJ, KI4DOS Mobile. I got KO4 JBV in there. His name's Bill. And KO4BYO is in there, but I'd be had to get clear out and go into work. So that's who's on frequency right now. Go ahead.
You run the net one of the nights, don't you?
Run it on Wednesday nights.
I'll check in with you a couple of times.
Got in there in case Bill wants to come in. I remember your call. it's kind of strange. I've been calling the net on Wednesday nights for, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 years. but I enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun, and enjoy meeting all these folks on the radio, and then when I get to meet them in person, I have on several occasions heard somebody talking and turned around and called their name, and they look at me sort of funny, and I tell them who I am. But just by talking to them on the radio, I can I've gotten to where I can pick up their voices, and met a whole lot of nice new folks out there.
Well, it'll be nice when all this COVID stuff is over. Maybe we can actually get together and meet some of the people we've been talking to on the radio. I just joined the repeater just earlier this year. Just got back on the air from after having moved into the area a couple of years ago. So I do more listening than I do talking, but I'm usually lurking around here somewhere. KU2TXJ.
As much listening as I probably should, because I've got the radios in the vehicles, and I got one in the house. Of course, I got the HTs and all that stuff. But I'm outside working. I don't normally have a radio with me or have it on. I could if I wanted to, but I choose not to be distracted from my work, because I've got the gift of gab, I guess, and I enjoy talking. And I get out there working, and I stop and start talking with somebody, I don't get my work done.
A distraction. Yeah, I'm portable-wise, where I live up in Taylor, really can't make the machine, this machine anyway, too well, but I do have a base, and someday maybe I'll even get on HF.
Well, over in Taylor's, it's certain spots over that way. It's hard to get into the repeater for some reason. Probably they're in the shadow of Parish Mountain, but the repeater committee is working on linking the 8.2 and the 6.1 together, and I don't know, they won't leave it linked all the time, I don't think, but that will help a bunch. Once they get that part of the installation done, and you'll be able to get back into repeater a whole lot easier that way.
Oh, that'd be great. That happens fairly soon.
I have to say this, but I have arrived at my destination. I got to jump out and go in the store, pick up a few things. I'll be back out in just a little while and be back mobile again. I enjoyed the QSOs. Y'all have a great afternoon, and y'all take care. 73. KO4. Let me think a minute. JBV and KA2TXJ. KI4DOS Mobile.
I'll be mobile around here myself today and in and out of a few stores. K2TXJ, clear and listening.
Blessed day. Appreciate it. KO4JBV, clear.
Packet radio set to transmit on the input frequency of the repeater, AK4HR.
Yeah, that current chunking has been going on for quite a while, KTXJ.
Taking APRS packet, APRS packet, but it's on the wrong frequency. I tried to decode it, but I'm not able to pick up the packets. I don't know if it's because it's coming through the repeater. I'm not copying it on reverse. So somebody's definitely, and it's ker-chunking the repeater, so it's definitely going through the repeater. I was just curious if somebody had maybe hit the dial on their radio or maybe misconfigured it. It definitely sounds like packet. I know it sounds like static, but it sounds digital to me, over.
Okay, then at least it wouldn't be malicious. That has been going on for a while. I've been out on the road for about a half hour and been pretty consistent.
A little while ago, I was on a conference call. I heard Gary and you guys talking about it just a minute ago, but to me it sounds like packet, so I think somebody just got their radio misconfigured or something, and it's a little too often. I thought it was like every 15 seconds, which, you know, APRS you can set up to go out based on how fast you're going, that kind of stuff. So I was trying to time it, but again, hopefully somebody will hear it or see it. I know it can be annoying when it keeps ka-chunking the repeater. By the way, my name is Mike. Again, call signs AK4HR.
Okay, Mike. Name here is Jim Juliet, India Mike, KA2TXJ.
I'd like to make your acquaintance, sir. Like I say, I just have my radio on. I kind of sit in and out of the shack all day and just kind of had heard you guys talking about it and was on a conference call, like I say, and thought maybe I'd put it out there. Definitely to me, well, I shouldn't say definitely. It sounds to me like somebody just has a packet radio on the wrong frequency, so hopefully they'll get it sorted out here shortly.
All right. Nice chatting with you. I'm jumping from store to store here on Woodruff, so I'll have to jump out. Okay, 2TXJ.
I'll be safe out there on Woodruff Road. Nice to chat with you. We'll talk again soon. This is AK4HR, and I'll be clear.